Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, guys. We are here on Memorial Day, and we just knocked out a show for you, and it was a pretty darn good one. We talked some Stephanie told us about Magic Mountain Night. I told a little story about over the weekend debacle with Tesla. Surprise, surprise. But first, let's hear from Geico.
Would you love to save money on insurance? Of course. Who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, Geico can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, and even homeowners, condo, or renter's coverage. Save even more with a special discount when you bundle coverages. Plus, add the easy-to-use Geico mobile app and 24-hour roadside assistance, and the switch to Geico becomes a no-brainer. Switch today and see how you could save. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote or contact your local agent.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
Hey, everybody. Welcome for Crying Out Loud.
It's Monday. It's Memorial Day.
Yes, it's Memorial Day.
Thank you, troops.
Yes, thank you,
past
troops.
That's and present.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Our people are listening to this. They're like, that was so a day ago.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, here's the other thing. On my way here to the studio this morning, well, Phil threw up and Natalia's sick. Maybe it's going on. Maybe the two of them have something. Maybe they're both hungover. I don't know. Yeah, maybe. No, Natalia's had like some kind of – she's had a fever and she was throwing up all night. And then and then Phil this morning throws up, gets up and just bleh as I was leaving. Then as I was coming here, all the streets that I take to get to the freeway is blocked off because of Memorial Day parade.
Oh, God.
Right? And so now that's why I'm like a half an hour late this morning. And so I was like, what is going on? Why are all these streets? Oh, it's Memorial Day.
Why we gotta celebrate?
There's a parade. Like, why right now as I'm leaving to go to work?
On a Monday?
On a
morning?
Monday. On a Monday morning.
You know what? This is for people with young kids.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Have you noticed in our older, having now our older teens, have you noticed that the world has become like very made for people with young kids?
Yeah.
Like so many activities that we'd never even consider doing anymore.
Right.
Like, a parade.
A parade.
Who would do that? Like, that right. seems so a lifetime ago.
Right. I know.
That I would be excited by a parade.
Right.
Not that, as you know, I've never been excited by a parade, but right. there was a time where I would have still put up with a parade.
Yes.
For the entertainment purposes of having my kids have something to do.
Right. Right. Parades, movies. I haven't been to the movies in a long time.
Oh my, I haven't been to the movies since pre-COVID.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither.
Not one time.
Mm-mm. Maverick came out this weekend. Never saw that movie, by the way. Top Gun.
You never saw it?
I never saw it. I know.
Oh,
I know.
I bet Sonny's seen it.
He's seen it. He wants to see the new movie out. Did you see it, Kaylin?
No, but I really do. I really want to see it. I'm excited.
You're excited.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kaylin, for coming all the way in this morning on your day off. Which, by the way, every Monday's a day off for Kaylin.
I was going to say, he has no reason to be here except for us now.
Do we have the studio to ourselves today?
That's right. We sure do.
Nobody's coming in.
Nobody's coming in.
We could just go vandalize some shit. We could just be crazy.
Get crazy.
Smash some guitars.
Right.
I don't know whose guitars because there's no guitars here.
We have amps. Do we want to say hi to our peeps?
Why wouldn't we? Okay, let's say hello. Aaron Landho. Amy is a cunt. Mm-hmm. Michelle McKibben, we love you. Kelly Brandt, she's your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca Lubin,
she's so cute.
Ishan Vajpayee.
He's so hot.
Stephanie Stinker Rinker, Missy and Gabby. Mm-mm.
They're such a mess.
Colleen Skater Girl, Katarina, check that molar. Seriously, girl.
Yeah, come on.
Do not end up $5,000 in the hole for your implant. Like some people. Uh-huh. Hero, we love you. Valerie hits it out of the park. Polly, we love your pancakes. Mm-hmm. Athena, you're a great dancer.
Yep.
Elizabeth, you're wonderful at having kids. Jacob, you're growly. Face it. Sandra, it's not easy being green. Ashley, you're so chic. Sue, calzones. Renee, how's Ted? Justin, Biggie Smalls. Randy, Mae Ames, you got a lot of names, girl. Alicia.
Escalante.
Leslie. Stop. What do you got? What I got? Mm-hmm. Sarah, Stefano, Jennifer, get up. Amanda and Casey.
Get your shit together.
Yeah. And Liz, you're sassy.
That's right.
That was painless.
Yeah. That was good.
So.
Yeah.
So Friday night. Mm-hmm. Okay. Why would I have all three of my kids are very different. Mm-hmm. As you may have heard.
Yes.
Through the years.
Yes.
Got LB, glass half full.
Right.
Something that might sound shitty to another kid, to LB, it's like, why not? Right. Let's give it a try, you know?
Yes.
Then I got Xander, who's like in the middle. Mm-hmm. He's like, does it require a lot of no-getterness? Let me think about it. But
kid after my own heart.
But, you know, once I'm there, I'm going to have fun.
Right.
Then you got Sadie, who's like, no, she has contempt prior to investigation. Uh-huh. Nothing sounds good. You know what I mean? Like, yes. It would have to be, for Sadie to, like, look forward to something, it has to be, like, the most fucking outrageously amazing. Like, mm-hmm. There's going to be, I don't even know what it would be.
A parade. No.
I'm trying to think what would capture Sadie's attention.
What about meeting a big celebrity?
Maybe. Money? Like, you're going to earn money? She is a little money motivated these days. Like, she really wants to babysit.
Yeah.
But even, like, I'm going to be real with you. The last time she babysat, she was kind of annoyed. She was like, I don't know what to do with these kids. What do you want from me? You got this one's over here is 9. This one's 11. I'm over. I'm 14. What do you want from me?
Totally.
You know, in my mind, I'm like, she should be thrilled. Like, she doesn't have to take care of babies.
Right.
She is. She's only 14. She should be able to relate to these kids.
Yeah.
No, she's like, I don't know. They don't want to go to bed.
Who am I to say for them to go to bed?
Elvie had to go in and, like, say – it was actually Elvie's babysitting job. This was a little while ago. But Elvie was going to be late because she was stuck at work. So Elvie called the family and was like, I'm going to send Sadie – to start things off,
right,
ball rolling.
Smart.
Sadie had babysat for these girls once before, and she was kind of thrilled. She got paid $20 to be there for like an hour and a half.
Uh huh.
And she was complaining about that. She was like, well, I mean, it was an hour and a half. Like, right. $20 an hour.
Yes.
Like, not 90 minutes.
Right.
But anyway, so she's a little money motivated.
Yeah.
But not going to work hard for it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Also not going to get up in the morning.
Yeah, no.
Not too early.
Mm-mm.
So, like, I get it, but it's challenging to find stuff that's going to excite her.
Right.
Which leads me to the fact that the kids had a grad night on Friday night, mm-hmm. Magic Mountain.
Oh.
Did your kids ever have that? Probably not Magic Mountain.
No. They didn't have a grad night thing. No.
Maybe because of COVID.
It was during COVID. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So LB, when she was finishing eighth grade, had a grad night. I remember, you know, and it's like, you know, they get taken there on a bus and they're there till like midnight.
Right.
Now, Sadie, you know, Xander's all about it.
Right.
First of all, he likes roller coasters. Yeah. Sadie, as you know, newly likes roller coasters. Right. Xander's excited about it. Sadie's like, all right, here's the thing. So I'm going to be at school till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Then I'm going to go get on a bus.
Sorry.
Like Rosanna. Yeah. Rosanna. Then I'm going to get on a bus. Let me get this straight. I'm at school for 7 hours. Then I'm going to get on a bus.
I'm going to drag my ass all the way to Santa Clarita. Where the hell is a Santa Clarita? Mr. Richard Frater from Fort Wayne, New Jersey writes in, where is Santa Clarita? I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
Yes.
Right?
That's
what she said?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
No snacks.
Then who am I going to be on the bus with? I got a Xander over here. You got to have the last name that it starts with a T. None right. of my friends have started with a T.
Right.
Yeah, so she's like on the fence,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I, as the mom of Sadie, who knows her pretty well, is kind of hoping, she's going to say a no.
Right.
Because I sort of know what to expect.
Yes.
As it's getting closer, though, she's like, I think I'm going to go.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. She's like, the thing that was upsetting her was that, so she gets on the bus at 3 o'clock. Then she's going to, they can't leave until midnight because the school was very clear. And I understand why. Our asses are staying until midnight. No one is getting picked up. Because imagine what a nightmare for the school. They're responsible for all the kids. Yeah. Then like random kids get picked up by their parents and don't say anything. There's no like hub. It's as you've heard me complain, this is not a well-oiled machine at this kid's school.
Yeah, right.
It's a very big public school. The communication is not great.
Mm-hmm.
We were told all the parents are going to get alerted when the – no, we never got any message. Nobody ever told us, hey, the kids are at Magic Mountain. Hey, we're on our way back. Nothing.
Wow.
But luckily we have phones and Life 360 so we could keep an eye on things.
Yeah, right.
Anyway – so Sadie's like, I don't like the idea that I can't get picked up. Mm. And I'm like, yeah. So, you know.
Remember that.
Think about that. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Think hard. And then she says, I'm going to go. I've got friends going. I'm
going
to go.
And Xander's going.
Xander's all about it. Xander's like, oh, it's going to be so fun. Sometimes Xander feels like more optimistic about things than maybe he should. Like he could use a tiny bit of cynicism.
Yes.
Like maybe this won't be like – anyway, whatever. Xander's all about it. Sadie's like on the fence. But then Sadie's like, okay, I'm going for it. I'm going to do it. So then
– good for her.
So then I say to her – so Xander wears cargo pants with like zipper pockets. Mm-hmm. He's got a lot of pockets going on.
Right, right.
And so – the school told all the kids, like, you can't bring an extra bag. So I don't know how they thought these kids were going to keep their stuff. Right. Can't bring their backpacks, no backpacks. They don't really want you to have an extra bag. So I say to Sadie, you should probably wear some pants, even borrow some from Xander that have pockets that have a zipper so you can keep your phone in there on rides.
Yeah.
She's like, all right, leave for school Friday morning. She's wearing just regular jeans with no, like, I'm like, okay. Like, where are you going to keep your stuff? Mm-hmm. She's like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
I got it.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm like, I don't want to micromanage, but I'm like, you know the feeling when you're like, this is not going to go well.
Right.
I know I'm going to get attacked. I know you're going to after school be like, where am I going to keep my stuff?
Yes.
In her mind, she's like, I'll just have Xander hold my stuff for me. But I'm like, you're going to want to go off with your friends. He's going to go off with his friends. It's But I'm like, all right. Okay.
Right.
So sure enough, a couple hours later, I get a call from Sadie and a barrage of texts.
Oh, boy.
Luckily, I wasn't doing anything. But she's like, Mom, is there any way you could give me – is there any fanny packs in the house? And if so, can you bring me one?
To the school?
To the school. Mm-hmm. It's now like 11:30.
Okay.
I used to have a fanny pack. I don't know what happened to it. I don't know. I'm a declutterer sometimes to my own detriment. Can't find it. I'm like, all right. I don't know why, but I know you relate to this. So I'm so happy to be telling you this story and not like a random person because, you know, people are already hate the fact that they hate our freedoms to make our kids lunch. Or go buy them lunch and bring it to school. Right. Like, they hate us for that. Right. We know that, Lynette, right?
Yeah,
we're not stupid. We get it.
Yeah.
So you're also going to probably hate that I was like, I'm going to go to Target, buy a fanny pack, and bring it to Sadie at school.
Totally. I would have done the same thing.
Right?
Yeah.
What else am I going to do?
Right.
Sit and worry about it?
Right.
No. I'm going to take action.
Yeah, good. And yeah, we could use a fanny pack in the house. We used to have one, too, and I'd like to know where it is, Olga, because we used to keep it hung by the dog leash so that me or Olga or whoever is taking the dog out or something, you know, it's got the fanny pack.
Right.
Put the keys, put everything in there.
It's great if you're wearing yoga pants and you don't have something with pockets. Like these days I wear a lot of sweats with pockets, so I just put my mace in there.
Me too.
I got a key, which has a key.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm holding my phone, whatever.
Right.
But you're right.
Yes.
Should have a fanny pack in the house, so I was all for it.
Yeah, it's good.
And – was there a little part of me that wanted to save the day? I feel like Sadie doesn't get a ton of attention. So I was like, here's a way to prove to Sadie that I care about her, even though I clearly pay more attention to like
gotcha.
That's another whole story. Anyway, so I run to Target. Mm-hmm. I buy like a sports. It was like $11. It was really no big deal. It's something that people wear for jogging and it can carry your phone and it's a little zipper pouch. So I go buy that. I go to her school. There's a big sign that says no drop-offs of any kind. No lunch, no personal belongings, no Chromebooks. Like, you know, because kids are forgetting their stuff all the time.
Right.
And apparently, you know, like our listeners, they feel that kids should not have their parents swoop in and rescue them.
Right.
Great, but now I'm already here. So like, really? Yeah. I'm here though.
Yeah.
So
right.
I didn't get the memo.
Right.
Literally.
Right.
So I'm like, well, but can you make an exception for my kid? And they're like, nope.
Oh no.
So I'm like, and I'm texting Sadie and she's not allowed to have her phone.
Right.
So it's going to green. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, this is a dilemma. So then I'm like, I keep asking, I go, okay, but what if I really needed to drop something off? So then the girl actually kind of takes pity on me because I wasn't freaking out. I was just like, look, I didn't tell her it was just a fanny pack for Magic Mountain. I said, I have her EpiPen. No. I was like, what if I really need to get her something though?
Yes.
She's like, well, you'd have to take her out of school.
Wow.
I'm like, okay, done. I go, so I have to give my ID. I have to call her out of class. I have to act like I'm picking her up for an appointment. And then I'm like, and then I'm just going to bring her right back to school.
Right.
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 So that's what I basically did. I got her called out from where she was. She comes all the way down. She has no idea what's going on. I'm like, here's what you really needed. Now I go back to school.
All in front of the lady in the office.
All this is to say how much work went into this stupid Magic Mountain trip. And spoiler alert, she had a horrible time. Horrible time. And I got texts the entire fucking night.
Oh, no.
I almost turned my phone off. It was just – I got a play-by-play of what a bad time she was having.
Really?
The whole time. And guess what? Bitch, I could have told you were going to have a bad time.
Right.
Yes, you're stuck there for hours and hours and hours. Oh, it was super crowded.
Oh, no.
The kids got on more than like two rides the entire night. They were there for hours. They were there from – well, the bus left at like 3:30. Let's say they got there at 5 by the time they were in there.
Yeah.
5 to 12, they got on like two rides. All the waits were like 2 hours.
Oh, that sucks.
Sadie couldn't find her friends. She was super hungry. These people were going over here. These people were like, we're going on Twisted Colossus. We're going on Scream. What do you want from me?
Right.
She's like, I'm not going on anything. So she's sent me a text like, I went to go get something to eat and I'm sitting with my teacher.
Oh no!
I know.
So sad.
And she was just basically like the whole time. I'm having a terrible time. I'm like, but how's that fanny pack working out?
I bet you got all your shit with you. At least you have your stuff.
Yeah,
right?
yeah. Then she's like, I was like, well, I'm trying to help, but at the same time, I'm trying to get this girl a little resiliency. So I'm like, well. You know, why don't you – where is this person? She's like, I can't find them. The internet's not working. I can't get a hold of anybody. I'm like, oh, finally. I don't know what else to do. I'm just like, I'm sorry you're having a bad time. That sounds really disappointing.
Right.
And then I put the phone down and continued watching Ozark.
Right.
Cool. And then she came home, but then so John went and had to pick them up at school at like 12:30. The bus only left Magic Mountain at midnight. Comes home. He said Sadie fell asleep in the car, was like hungry and just seemed like a zombie.
Aww.
And Xander didn't have a great time either, but it was like okay. And then the whole next day, she was like depressed, crying off and on. And I was like –
why?
This girl is so challenging to have fun.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she can have a terrible time at Magic Mountain.
Right. Well, it sounds like a terrible time. No, you know,
know,
you can't get hold of your friends and shit, and it's crowded.
I know, but how did LB go 3 years before and have, like, an amazing, you know, a great time? Same thing, same busy, same crowd. I mean,
yeah.
It's just one kid only sees everything that's bad about it and can't – I mean, I do. I get it and my heart goes out to her and I didn't like go, yeah. Well, it's your own fault. You shouldn't have gone.
Told you, Sally.
I talked to her.
Yeah.
You know, pointed out what a great mom I am for going to get fanny pack right. for her.
How about that fanny pack?
No, but she was just so emotional the next day. And John's looking at me like, what? Why? She's just crying and crying and crying. And I was like, she's tired.
Yes.
And she's probably premenstrual.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So.
That's true.
That was Friday.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
Let's do an ad.
Okay. Let's talk about our new sponsor.
You know what's a positive thing? Grilling.
Yes.
Summer's coming, mm-hmm. and you're going to want to grill some meat.
And I am I'm going to get a little barbecue thing, and I'm going to make up some meat. And you know what I'm going to use is Meter.
Mm-hmm.
Meter is a slick Bluetooth meat thermometer that keeps an eye on your food and lets you know when it's ready to eat.
I'm going to tell you why
awesome.
This is the perfect tool for our household. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think I've ever cooked something properly in my life.
Right.
Anytime I grill, I have no sense. Nobody in my house has any sense of timing.
Right.
Of like something's getting close to being done.
Yeah.
This thing is a lifesaver so that you don't cook your chicken until it's like tough on the inside.
Right.
So that you don't ruin Thanksgiving every year.
Exactly.
Like what a great, cool thing. It's a Bluetooth.
I know.
So it tells you, it alerts you when your stuff is ready.
Yes. It's super simple, super easy, amazing results. It could be used in a grill, a smoker, oven, sous vide cooking, air fryer, rotisserie, literally anywhere. And it comes with cloud service so you can have limitless range and so you can still monitor the barbecue while drinking a beer at your neighbor's or running to the store, which is cool.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's perfect.
And what a great Father's Day thing.
Yes.
Go on there right now and get it for it's because, listen, the packaging is really nifty. It's very gifty.
Yeah.
It comes in a little wooden box. And it's very beautiful presentation.
Yes, and it
makes
has an
nice
app.
Gift.
You can monitor your food in the app, which is awesome. Yeah, so get 10% off with the code FCOL at meter.com. That's meater.com. That's 10% off on meter.com with code FCOL. Fire up the grill and get cooking with Meter. Nice.
Also, Bonafide.
Bonafide. Yes. Bonafide.
Talk about Bonafide. It was created. It's basically, it's an alternative to mm-hmm. hormone therapy because you can actually get this without a prescription.
That's right.
And
I've been taking it for a long time and I've noticed a big difference with my night sweats and hot flashes. They have the four different formulas, one's for the vaginal dryness, one's for the sexual stimulation, one's for the hormone night flashes and hot sweats, and the other one is for the vaginal itching and discharge associated with the hormonal fluctuations. So you can give Bonafide a try today. There's no hormones and no prescription required. Real relief without compromise. To get 20% off your first purchase when you subscribe to any product, go to hellobonafide.com/FCOL and use the code FCOL. That's hellobonafide.com/FCOL and code FCOL for 20% off at checkout. For best prices and free shipping, go directly to the hellobonafide.com/FCOL website. This is their best offer anywhere, so check it out and use the promo code FCOL.
Hey, I've been meaning to ask you, did you go to take Natalia to get her permit?
No.
You know what? We are such an uninspiring show. Like, do not follow us for
Yes. What happened with her? Well, she got busy.
You were going to go that day.
I was going to go that day.
You're like, I'm on my – this afternoon. Although right. I didn't think you were because you were also stressed out about – you had like a lot of stuff to accomplish that day.
Oh, yeah.
But you're like, oh, yeah, right. We're leaving here, going to take her to the DMV.
Right. Yeah. No. Sorry. She's back at it with the exercising and the working out with her personal trainer and getting back into the groove. And
good. She's feeling better.
Yeah, she's feeling better.
Less headaches?
Less headaches, yes. She's getting better. Yep. Which now we're getting close to that.
Indianapolis?
No.
The Indianapolis 500?
Yes.
Hours of hanging out.
Right.
Watching volleyball tournaments?
Yeah.
July 4th weekend?
Yep. last week of this month, going into July 4th.
It's over
on July 4th.
Okay.
Ugh.
So is it happening? Is she going to be able to get ready for a tournament that quickly?
I'm hoping not. I don't know. We'll see. She doesn't want to take it off the table. So we'll see.
What does her coach say?
She's not necessarily back doing the practices with the team. She's back at, you know, getting her like strength back and exercising and doing a little physical therapy.
Mm-hmm.
But she's been going more and more, which is good. And then she's been going to the gym with her friends. They just picked her up the other day and took her to the gym, to the YMCA and work out. So she's getting like her energy back, which is good. But we didn't make it to the DMV. Well, I had this whole thing with the Tesla. You're not going to believe this. Okay.
I am. Try me.
So,
Kaylin, you strapped in?
Yeah, ready?
I'm ready.
You ready to be shocked?
So, yeah, they say that the car is coming on Saturday between 2 and 4. No, between 12 and 4.
Right, but you were like, which one? Which car, right?
Right. No, I figured that one out.
Okay.
Because you got to go on the app. Everything is like through the app. You got to sign the documents. You did. So I did all that. And they say between 12 and 4. Now, at the same time, Glenn, my friend, who told me like, and it would be stupid to give the Tesla back to the dealership when there's a shortage right now. And these dealership people are buying up cars. Suzanne just did the same thing with her guy, with her Mazda. Her lease was up and she sold it. She bought it. They bought out the lease and they gave her an extra $20,000 for it and said good day.
Wow.
Yes. So he and Glenn was like, you know, Teslas are in high demand. You know, you should talk to my guy. So I talked to his guy, talked to him like two or three times during the week. And he was like, okay, when do you want us to come pick it up? You know, we'll cut you a check. We'll come pick it up. I said, okay, how about Saturday?
So that guy was going to come pick up your Tesla, write you a check for the buyout, your lease,
and
extra.
Extra.
Okay.
So, okay.
Wow, they must really be able to turn around and get a better price if they're willing to pay you and then they have to sell it.
Right. Oh, yeah. They're in demand. Yeah. They're looking people that, you know, he's like a, you know, a car broker where he was looking for cars for people. And
right,
stuff.
Right, right.
So, okay, great. So I said, he goes, when do you want us to come pick it up? I said, how about Saturday? I'm going to be home all day waiting for my new car to come.
Right. Perfect timing.
Perfect, right? One would think it would be – spoiler alert, it doesn't go perfect. Let me just tell you that right now. Let's just get that out on the table. Can it go any other way? So
I love doing this podcast.
It's so ridiculous. I know. And I was like, well, now I got – at least I have something to talk about.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So I'm waiting for – so Friday night
– so who fucks you over first?
Both of them. It was a 1-2. It was like I got fucking gangbanged by both of them. Fucked both which way, every which way.
Which one was supposed to come over first?
I was like, look. So they go – so Tesla – the Tesla company is like, we're dropping the car off between noon and 4.
Okay.
So then I talked to this guy, Glenn's guy, and he's like, oh, what time do you want us to pick it up? I go, how about any time after 2 o'clock on Saturday?
Right.
Okay, send me your address. I sent him the address. So I sent him a text. So
you're like, worst case scenario, I'm going to be carless, but only for 2 hours.
Right. And I'm not going anywhere because right. Suzanne was coming over on Saturday.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, she didn't come over. There's a lot of spoiler alerts. Now, side note, Glenn says, how much – Glenn's, you know, texting me, talking me through everything. And he's like, well, how much is this guy – how much is my guy giving you? So I talked to Suzanne's guy first.
Okay.
Before Glenn's guy called me back. And he was like – Suzanne's guy was like, no – same thing. No problem. I'll cut you a check. Da-da-da-da. Okay. And Suzanne loves the guy. Just did the same thing.
Okay.
Glenn loves his guy, just did the same thing with a Tesla to boot.
Okay.
Okay. So
Which one was offering you more money?
Well, that's good. So, okay, that's what I'm getting at. So Glenn says, what did my guy Jason offer you? And I said, I said it was like $65,000. And he said, that's too low. And I go, well, I don't know. I'm not haggling. I go, I don't care. As long as it's extra, I can buy Natalia a car, you know, and it'll be give me plenty. I owe like 45, you know, so it'll give me enough to buy her a used car. And he's like, well, he goes, let's look. So we look on Tesla, on the Tesla thing, and it shows you, you can put in everything, like your miles, the color of your car, what model it is, you know, what year, everything.
If you've treated it like a rental car.
If I've treated it. Yes. And so.
If you beat it like a redheaded stepchild.
Right. So, and then it'll come up and it'll say, now we're looking at all these cars and they're going for like 100, 198, 95. Oh. You know, they're going for a lot. And he was like, no. But then I go, wait, but hold on, Glenn. My battery is old, and it's a 75 instead of 100 or something.
Right.
And he goes, so then you can put that in, and it comes up. And now we're talking. Now it's like, not so much. Hot shot. 65, 70.
Oh, okay.
And I have 50,000 miles on my car, too.
Okay.
Which, okay. Nothing to – I mean, that's kind of a lot, you know. I mean – I've right. had it for 4 years. I've right. had it. So 50,000 miles. Now we're getting – he's like
– well, it's really average though. If you've had it 4 years, that's like 12,000 – I mean 12,000 miles a year, which is norm, which is very average,
right.
would be 48,000.
Yeah, I guess so.
But anyway, it go
just,
on.
Yes. Okay. I just was
you're
like,
just not as excited as
– no, I'm not. Mm-mm.
No one's as excited.
Mm-mm.
Everybody's calmed down a
Everybody's
lot.
Calmed down, right. So now Glenn's like, yeah. And then you know, Glenn does this. Just send him a text and just say, you know, you've been talking to Adam and you think, you know, Adam, just blame it on Adam. Adam says you should, you know, see if he could meet you at 70. Just see what he says. You know, he goes, it doesn't hurt to ask. And I'm like, I don't like doing this. Can't you tell him you're his friend?
Right, right,
he
right.
Goes, no, he's not my friend. He's the guy I dealt with. I right. go, all right, but can't you? He's like, just blame it on Adam. Just do it. Just do it. All right. This is Friday, right? I go, right. but Glenn, and that's another thing. I go, it's Friday afternoon. He's coming tomorrow. Like, don't you? I should have said right. something earlier in the week. And he's right. like, well, it doesn't hurt to ask. All right. So I ask. I send him a text. Him. If not.
No problem.
No problem at
Still
all.
Want you it's to okay. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
I'll have donuts.
Yes, exactly. Don't like, please, like, yes, just throwing it out there.
Right, right.
Just Adam made me do it. Anyway, so I send it, right? No answer.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that feeling.
Yes. No answer. Then Saturday morning comes around.
Oh, so he never answers at all.
Never answered at all.
Were you like, do I have the wrong number? Did you think about like a follow-up text? Hey, just making sure you got this.
Yes. So I did.
Okay.
Sent him a text on Saturday morning. Just confirming today. Oh. No answer. Now I'm like, what the fuck, you know? And now I got Suzanne's guy in my back pocket.
Right.
Because I told him, I go, I have somebody else, all full transparency, but if this guy doesn't work out, I will call you. And he was okay. like, okay. So now I'm – okay. But now I'm like, where's my Tesla? Where's my new one?
Right.
So
– what time is it at this point?
This is now 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, no.
It's getting to be 4 o'clock. Yes.
Oh, no.
Well, I texted the guy at like noon, the other
– Right. Glenn's say guy. Just yeah, confirming.
Just confirming. No answer. Now it's like, and then Suzanne was going to come over. Natalia got – Suzanne's leaving on a trip this morning.
Okay.
Natalia's sick, and she's like, no, thank you. I don't want to come over. I
right.
said, yeah, it's probably best if you don't. So she didn't come over. So so now I'm just hanging out, figured out how to play Fortnite on my phone, thank God.
Okay.
Got that figured out. And just waiting on my, you know, these guys to, you know, do the whole car swap thing, right? So I text this weird, you know, just this anonymous person that I've been texting about my new lease, the one that sent me the original text with the link to sign the papers.
Right.
Hey, are you guys going to tell me when you're on your way kind of thing? And then yeah. she writes back and says, yes, we will. We'll tell you when they're on their way.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
And my couch from Living Spaces was way more communicative than your car.
I know.
I got constant like, hey, today's the day. Hey, it's morning. Are you excited? Your couch is coming today. Hey, we're like an hour away. Hey, we're four stops away.
Hey, you want
to hey, you're next.
Bagels? Yes, I know.
Yeah, can we pick you something up at 7-Eleven?
Right. So I'm waiting, and she says, yes, we'll text you. They'll text you when they're on the way. Okay, so now I'm just sitting at home, and then I get a text. I get two texts. Blink, blink. First text, they're on their way. Second text, here's your car, has been delivered. Here's a link to unlock the car. I'm like, what? I run outside. There's the car, magic, just sitting in the driveway.
What?
Locked, and nobody around. Just silently, eerily sitting in my driveway.
Wow.
Just miraculously.
Was it beautiful?
It was beautiful. It's black. I'm not used to. Yeah, I'm not used to having a
black car. I like a black car.
I had a black car a long time ago. And
they get a little hot, but they look pretty.
Right. Yeah, it looks good. So I'm just sitting there going, well, what? It's locked, and I'm like, well, now what? And then I'm looking back at the text, and she sent a text, and she goes, click this link to unlock the car. So I click the link. It takes me to my app. The app is like, congratulations on your new car. Here, you know, press this. Unlocks. The door opens. The car wakes up. I sit in the car. And
so are there no keys?
Then the keys, there's keys, there's key fobs, and there's a key card. Like a credit card.
Oh.
There's two of those. And it says, you know, and then I'm like, so then I get in and I see the key fobs. And now I'm like, and to boot, they parked it right outside the garage. So I can't back my other car out. I have to like move this car, the new car, so I can back my other car. Anyway, it's sitting there. I sit down. Now it's the new version of the Tesla X. And I don't know if you've seen them, but Kayla, maybe you can pull up what the Model X, it's not a steering wheel. It's a yoke, Stephanie.
A what? What?
It's a yoke.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. No, what is a yoke?
Yeah, a yoke is, it's like when you sit in, that's what the steering wheel looks like.
Okay. Oh.
So it looks like a race car's. It looks like a race car, or it looks like a video game. Like when you sit in a video game at the mall in one of those race car video games, it's the steering wheel is a half moon. It doesn't go – the steering wheel is not all the way around.
Up to the top.
No, there's
so you
nothing.
You can't really like, do 10 and 2, which apparently you're not supposed to do anymore anyway.
Right.
They've changed that to
3 and 9.
6, 7. Yeah, like 4, yeah. Like 4 and 10.
Is that what they changed it to?
4 and 8? Like holding it.
Well,
like
then on, that would be the steering wheel.
Yeah, exactly. That's how they want you to do it. That's but I'm still more comfortable personally with.
Yeah, you can't do the gangster lean.
Yeah.
No, I don't have anything
right.
to.
Right.
There's no. It's like they took the steering wheel and cut it in half.
Right.
Took the top part off.
Right.
So, huh? And then the other thing is there's no.
I would want somebody to show me how to. Yeah. Like,
okay. Right.
Be right. here.
Yeah. Hello.
Transfer to show me the car.
Yeah.
Go. Hey, you have any questions?
Yes. So now. Okay. That's the steering wheel. The other thing is there's no gear shifts. So in the other car, you flick the thing up and it backs up. You put it in drive.
Right.
It goes in drive.
Uh-huh.
There's a other thing for the blinker, right?
Yeah.
Cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. Yeah. No, all of that gone.
Well, how do you do
it? So I'm like, how do I back this thing up? I put my hand, my foot on the brake, and I'm like, well, how do I back this car up? I have no idea. And she goes, here's some YouTube videos to watch.
Oh, I was just going to say, this was like, remember back in the day we used to talk about the fact that like, if I had to learn like a baby sling,
right.
Like if it can't, like the Mobi wrap,
yes.
It came with a YouTube. As soon as something came with a YouTube video,
disc.
Throw it out.
Right. Absolutely.
Give it away. I'm like, I don't, who's got that? Who has the attention span to watch YouTube videos for everything besides our kids?
Right. I don't, certainly. And I got to go inside, sit down, crack open a Coke and like try to figure this thing out.
Right.
You really?
I can't even switch the clock. I live in fear of daylight savings time changing to standard time because every single time in my Prius, I have to look it up every time I forget. I'm like, because you have to move. So it's like so complicated that they don't just have the clock with a button that you can push and hold it down. One of my cars has that. The other one's all newfangled. And so I have literally watched YouTube videos to switch the fucking clock.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now I'm upset for you.
Nah, okay. I can't even back it up. And Natalia comes out and she's like, can we go for a ride? I'm like, no, because I don't know how to move it.
Right.
You know? So I have to go and stop. I go inside. And then I'm thinking, where's this guy, by the way? Where's the other guy to pick up the other car? Because I got to move this car out so I could put the new car in and charge it.
Okay, so guy who didn't confirm, you're not waiting on him anymore. Now you've turned it over to Suzanne's guy?
Well, I said, I'm going to give him – because I said to Glenn, I go, what the fuck? And Glenn goes, you know, the only thing I could think of is it's Memorial Day weekend. He's got a lot – he's probably really slammed. You know, you see those Memorial Day weekend. But you can't send a text back. Like, doing business with this guy. I was going to have him look for the car for Natalia, too. You know, does he not want the business? So I was like, I knew I shouldn't have said anything. But it didn't matter if I said something about the, coming up to the 70,000 or whatever. He just never, you know, he could have texted back. So I said, I'm going to give him until the rest of the weekend, and then I'm going to call Suzanne's guy. And I did. And I called. I sent him a text last night, and he said, I will call you Tuesday morning. And I said, okay.
Oh, okay. So that guy just never showed up or texted you back.
No, he's not texted me back.
What a flake. That is so annoying.
I know.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
I know. So now this other guy, I'm going to give him the business.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So did you figure out how your Tesla works? Obviously, because you drove.
I drove my other car here.
Oh.
I'm scared to drive a new one.
So did you figure out how it works?
I did. I watched YouTube videos and I backed it up and I put it in. And it's not charged all the way. So I would have had to maneuver both cars and charge the newer one and drive it here. So I just said, fine, I'm just going to drive my car. That's the older one. So I drove that one here.
Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little embarrassing to just be in an old Tesla.
It is. But, you know, slumming it. It's Memorial Day. Maybe nobody's looking.
Oh, my gosh. That is an intense story.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
So it's so amazing how these small things can turn into such big things when people are just not.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean. The weird thing, too, is just to drop the car off and leave. I didn't even hear the doorbell.
Oh, because they probably didn't call you. Maybe it was a driverless car. Just drove itself to your house.
Maybe.
No. That's just weird, though.
It is. It is weird. And, you know, the Tesla, they got the whole, you know, the you don't have to have your hands on the steering wheel thing, you know, like when you drive, you can put it in auto drive and it just drives you, you know, on the highway. You know, it doesn't just drive though. It will say, it'll start blinking like, put your hands on the steering wheel. They want you to tug on the steering wheel every, you know, minute to a minute and a half to let you, you know, just so you don't fall asleep.
Right.
Or just, you know, check out.
Right.
But I got to say, I don't like it. I don't. That's not why I have a Tesla. I like to be in charge. I like to drive. I like to.
Yeah, I don't trust the whole. Don't worry, we got it.
Yeah, no.
What if you don't got it?
No, because you know what I saw on YouTube? While I was Googling how to start my car and back up, all these other videos came up like Tesla crashes, like automatic cars crashing on Tesla, you know, like all these, you know, because the car's got cameras, right?
In them.
And so now they have like all these videos of Tesla crashes, you know, like when somebody's not got their hands on the steering wheel.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Didn't one of them like mow down a pedestrian too?
I think so.
I imagine.
Yeah. I'm not doing that. I'll be behind the wheel. Trust me.
So when So the twins' birthday, mm-hmm. June 14th?
June 7th.
June 7th. Oh, okay. So it's coming up.
It's coming up.
Well, before we talk about that,
yeah,
let's talk about ZocDoc.
ZocDoc? You use ZocDoc,
you
right?
Know, yeah. And you guys know like my how I've had some doctor problems,
mm-hmm.
you know. I love ZocDoc because you can find quality doctors and you know what you're looking for in a doctor.
Yes.
So ZocDoc gives you the tools to find exactly what you want and what you don't want. And they can figure out who takes your insurance. They can find out like who's like reviewed well. They can book you, your appointment. It does so many great things. It's a free app.
Right.
So, and you find doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, available when you need them. So you don't have to waste more time, you know, getting some friend, some unreliable friends, you know, I love my doctor. And then you find out they're like cash only.
Right.
You know, nobody likes that. So go to ZocDoc.com and you can choose a time slot. And whether you want to see the doctor in person or do a video visit, and just like that, you're booked. So if you guys want to take part in this, go to ZocDoc.com/FCOL, download the ZocDoc app for free, then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/FCOL, ZocDoc.com/FCOL. Boom.
Boom.
Oh, my God. Yes. I want to talk about the twins' birth. Okay, let's talk about that first, and then I'll tell you.
Well, I mean, there's not much to talk about. They're turning
– still same thing?
16.
Same thing they want? The yeah. Disneyland, and Natalia's just still
she
gunning
just
for
wants,
the car.
Wants the car, and I told her
– And she's still having the surprise party? That's not probably a surprise?
Probably not a surprise. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it is. But yeah, they're having a little surprise party at the house for her. Her little friends are planning it. Yeah, that's basically it. Yeah, the June 7th, they turn 16. Yeah.
June 7th is a Tuesday. So when are they doing the party, after or the weekend before?
I think
that would be this coming weekend.
Yeah, I think that – no, they're doing the party on the 8th, the next day, because they're out of school.
Oh, okay.
On the 7th. I think the last day is the 7th.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My kids are not out till the 10th.
Oh.
They culminate on the 9th, Sadie and Xander do.
Nice.
The last official day of school is the 10th, but they probably won't go. I don't know.
Yeah. 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 So.
So my kids have a school dance.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday night. And it's so funny. I took Sadie – I had a little mom-daughter shopping trip with her. We
Aww.
Went and we got like bras. We went bra shopping and bathing suit shopping. And then – so she's going to this dance. She's not like much of a dress. She doesn't really wear dresses.
Mm-hmm.
And last year for her culmination – for culmination from elementary school, she wore a jumpsuit. Like a,
I remember.
A pantsuit, really.
Uh-huh.
But it was all one piece, mm-hmm. strapless. But mm-hmm. then it was all – anyway. So – she could have done something like that, but she kind of wanted a dress. And so we tried on – she tried on a couple of really cute dresses and
– from where? What's
the – Target.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What? Literally, one of them was like $28 and one of them was like $23.
Yeah.
So I was like, why not both?
Right.
Like for that at that price. Because
right.
she was trying to decide between the two. One was more casual than the other one.
Uh-huh.
One was like a long dress that was really tight and like form-fitting and super cute.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't know if people were going to dress – you know what I mean? You don't know what
yeah.
your friends are doing.
Right.
So I was like, well, let's just get them both. And because the other one could also – it's black, but it could also double as like a summer dress, like something
yeah.
she could just wear to go hang out.
Right.
So anyway, it's just so funny because after the Magic Mountain debacle,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, at least the dance is local.
Yes.
Like if you go and you're not having fun, I'll just come get you.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
It's 5 minutes away.
Right.
But ever since the Magic Mountain, now she's not really looking forward.
Aww.
Neither of my kids, they're like, yeah, our friends are going, so we're going to go. But that's literally – so it's tomorrow night.
Wow.
And then they have some little school picnic.
Uh-huh.
My kids are just like, by the time school these picnic. Kids are eighth grade, they're over shit. Like, yeah. They're just like,
nobody like, wants to go on a school picnic.
On a school day. No. So they get out at one something. On Tuesdays, they get out early.
Okay.
But so the picnic is like a week from Tuesday. It's like next Tuesday. And it's right after, it's after school though. I just know my kids are going to be like, no thanks.
No.
To eat some Panda Express and like.
Yeah. They're not like, I thought like picnics were for like the elementary age kids.
You would think, but it's like they're trying to do some graduation activities.
Yeah. How about just let the kids go home early? How about that?
And now my kids have changed schools so many times that like I don't feel like they feel much allegiance to right. the school. They started late. They've been there for like not even a full eighth grade year.
Right. Right.
I don't know how much they care, but so I'm like, listen.
Yeah.
Once the textbooks are turned back in and your locker's cleaned out, I don't give a fuck. If you guys want to go to school like half the days, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I agree.
They're both
doing
fine.
Right.
Do your culmination and like go to school. It's like they're half days. I don't really care. We're already kind of checked out.
Yeah. Yeah. That's basically, yeah. I mean,
of course, Mr. Zippity Doodah is still giving tests.
He is?
Mm-hmm.
God.
Yeah. He is.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just, I'm glad that this is basically the last week, pretty much. And Natalia's doing good with her homeschool stuff, and Sunny is doing good, and they'll hopefully just be done with everything, and yeah, and then it'll be that, and no more school for a while. It'll be nice.
Yeah,
looking forward to the break because it was hell this year to get them to get up and go back to school and like get they hated school. They just hate it. That this year was just such a chore to get up and get them going. It was like constant, let's go, get up. They just did not, both of them, because of the COVID, and they just got lazy, and they just got into this like realizing that they could get a lot more done when they were at home, than having to sit there all day and like sit through boring classes and stuff. And they just had bad they had a couple of bad teachers this year. Not that they were bad, but they just was boring, just boring. Then they had there was one great teacher, for history. Yeah. And made it all, made it fun, but not enough though.
Yeah. Now that Natalia's with the teacher she likes.
Yeah.
But
she's been home. So.
Right.
But she still likes it. And she likes the projects that they give, and it's different. And, she likes him a lot.
A lot was said about the kids, mental health declines during COVID, but not enough has been said about the parents' mental health incline during COVID. From not having to get up early and take her kids to school and figure out what they're going to eat for lunch. It's like, they're just home.
Right.
Waking up when they kind of want, 5 minutes before they hop on their Zoom. I heard so much less complaints.
Me too.
During COVID.
Oh, just rolling right over and turning on the computer.
It was beautiful for the, and for me, I mean, for me sleeping in, but I didn't have to wake up at the crack of dawn and get so much done.
Right.
I mean, we got to give ourselves a little pat on the back, a little self-care for having to go back to school ourselves.
That's right. Let's throw ourselves a parade today. Block off the streets.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, this has been super fun. And, as always, before we go.
Yes.
Let's say hi.
Patreon.
Give a shout out to our Patreonies, like our friend Kelly from Wilma and Frida. If you're in Palm Springs or Palm Desert area, for the best brunch in town, go to Wilma and Frida. And also, we're doing our event there October 8th.
That's right.
But we'll be telling you more about that. Also, Letty Molina's got the CBD oil, even bacon flavor for your dogs. HempWorks, WORX.com/L Molina, or search her on Facebook under Letty Molina, HempWorks. Also, Sarah Dean hosts the Shameless Mom Academy. It's a parenting podcast like ours, but different, because she has guests interesting guests. Mm-hmm. So check her out if you want to just like get back into the business of, you know, feeling good about yourself.
Just feeling good.
Clouds is out. Mm-hmm. Also, our friend Nikki Collier, her husband Joseph Collier, is a bankruptcy attorney. And he works out of L.A. County and some surrounding counties. And he has a sliding fee scale. So he guarantees a successful discharge of debt for those that qualify for a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. So go to his website, Joseph Collier, C-O-L-L-I-E-R, law.com. Or you can email him directly at jcollier513@gmail.com. And also, my good friend Julie Klayman, she is the mom of one of Sadie's friends. She's a therapist. She works with kids with all kinds of issues, you know, anxiety and school issues and depression and all that stuff. And she can see you in person in Agora Hills or anywhere in California over Zoom. Go to julielmft.com.
Yeah, nice.
That's it for this week.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Kaylin.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.